Good day, Hacker Public Radio. Hey, this is JW, and I thought I'd do a couple of short podcasts for Hacker Public Radio. I met Ken at the Og Camp, and I wanted to do a couple of more. Recently, I had the need to replace some really old boxes that I had. I have several boxes, and two of them have a Sempron that I had got in 2002 and are for the first generation Sempron, and the USB ports weren't working very well on the back of it anymore. And the other was an old Allathon box, and I'm not sure if it was Allathon 64 or what it was, but also the USB ports on the back weren't doing too well. And so I said, okay, well, what is out there? And I don't want to spend a lot of money, and I put about a $250 limit on the project. And I said, so what's out there? What can I get for $250 that I can replace this with? And so I use geeks.com a lot, and I've heard some guys from the Linux League Tech Show buy servers from there. Often they have pretty cheap components there as well, and it's all used and refurbished, so you know, buyer beware. The more research you do about it, the better it's going to be. And so what I ended up doing was I thought, well, let's look at the P4. And so I said, well, let's get two P4s. And so I ended up settling on the 651 3 gigahertz model, and it's single core, and I'm wondering if it's going to do better than an Atom processor, and I'm not really sure in the moment. One of the requirements was that it have an HDMI out, and so the Geeks had a AMD card with 512 on it that had a DVI, a VGA, and a HDMI out, so that Netflix can stream on it if I want. And then I went to the store and I got the last of the terabyte hard drives, because it appears that at least at the military purchasing store, the exchange there, that the thing that happened in Thailand, the floods in Thailand, they just don't have any desktop drives anymore. So I bought two of the green ones, SATA drives there for them, and I took it over to a guy that does the install for me, because I'm not the most electronically inclined person in the world. And so I had to pay him $30 to put the boards in and set everything up, and one of them needed a new power supply for $15, so I got it all set up, and everything seems really, really good. And interestingly enough, the 651 was out of a stroke of luck. The 651 chip was ran cooler than the Prescott chips, which is really, really good. And I've configured them, or I'm in the process of configuring them for dual boot, so I'll have either XP or some form of Windows 7 on there for the Netflix to work. And then I'm really looking at maybe Arch, or you know, some kind of rolling release, or maybe the current version of Ubuntu, or the LTS version of Ubuntu on both of them. And I've read that the new version of the Ubuntu will have a seamless transition. So if you get the old 10.04 Ubuntu and you install it onto your system and you have a dual boot, when the new one comes in April, that there'll be a seamless upgrade, right? That you won't have to, you know, do any repartitioning or anything like that. That it'll be pretty much seamless, and I'm really looking forward to that. And these two systems generally will be used just to watch Netflix or do some general email or general web surfing, maybe act as a maybe some kind of file server or something like that. I envision if a relative calls and says, oh, my computer broke, that, you know, I'll put one of these in the car and drive it over and get it done. All right, well, that's the end of this first one. I'll see y'all later. Thank you very much. If y'all need to get in touch with me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.